Hey, you guys, so I'm back. I have an update in regards to Wendy Williams. Now, this is the first update I've heard about Wendy Williams since her documentary, Where Is Wendy Williams, came out. According to reports, Wendy Williams' penthouse was just sold over the weekend after her guardian deemed the talk show host incapacitated. So I'm going to read this information from the New York Post, and we're going to discuss this situation. Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button and hit the like button. This is the DJ Jericho podcast where we talk about entertainment news and world news. It reads, Wendy Williams' cherished Manhattan penthouse, once held as her dream abode, has been sold off by her guardian. The Post has learned. The transaction, which closed on May 10th, occurred only several years after Williams acquired the financial district property. It continues, it's also the latest chapter in Williams' ongoing legal and personal challenges after being diagnosed in 2023 with primary progressive aphasia and frontotemporal dementia. Records accessed by the Post indicate that Williams, 59, was deemed incapacitated, thus necessitating the involvement of a guardian in the decision-making process regarding the sale of her residence. The article continues and says, the three-bedroom, three-bathroom penthouse traded hands for $3.7 million, marking a considerable decrease of the $800,000 from its purchase price in July of 2021. An insider close to Williams lamented her circumstances, telling the Post, Wendy's dream has always been to live in Manhattan in a dream apartment, but never got the chance to do so. It continues, and they stated that it is a very unfortunate situation. The article continues on, basically stating that prior to them selling this penthouse, Wendy Williams allegedly sold off her personal belongings, which include her iconic purple chair, the chair that she sat in for many years while hosting the Wendy Williams show. So, you know, this is what allegedly is going on with Wendy Williams. It's very unfortunate. And I hope that she, you know, continues to rest and take the time off that she needs. You know, her situation is pretty serious. And I'm pretty sure you guys seen the documentary, Where Is Wendy Williams, as we watched as she dealt with this disease. And of course, they were presenting it as if she dealt with severe alcoholism, allegedly. But this is before she was fully diagnosed with her dementia diagnosis. So this is what's allegedly going on with Wendy Williams. This is an update that I have. If you guys don't know the actual definition of being incapacitated, it means empty of strength, helpless, or powerless. You know, and also not having the ability to accomplish something. So that's what that is, the actual textbook definition of that. So it sounds as if, you know, Wendy Williams is not able to do the things that she usually is known for doing, which is talking, you know, moving around and doing things as normal. So if this information is true for the New York Post in regards to her health, outside of course, the sale of her penthouse that was reported. You know, I continue to send my prayers out to Wendy Williams. Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, and hit the notification bell. This is the DJ Jericho podcast where I talk about entertainment news and world news. This is my update on Wendy Williams. And if there's any more news that comes out in regards to her health, I will keep you guys posted. Just make sure you guys share this video. I also have to tell you guys to share because, you know, that's how the channel grows and that's how people know about my broadcast. So I appreciate you guys. And if you guys want to hear more of my pod, follow me on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'm trying to get the followers up on there because there's a lot of things that I can't talk about on YouTube. It's very hard to be a blogger on YouTube because you have to edit, censor everything down. So what I'm trying to do is use YouTube as a source to outsource and grow my audience so we can really get into the nitty gritty of a lot of these news and headlines and conversations. You know, I got to keep it PG for YouTube to make sure I stay monetized. So share your thoughts about the situation. I'll catch you guys on the next video. Much love. Peace.